Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The best part about America is what? Gosh, I mean, there's so many ways that I answer that question that I can't answer that question. But even thinking about the nation that we live in, and as much as there is discrimination and there have been glass ceilings I've had to bust through in my business, I don't know how many other countries in the world I would be able to work as a sports talk radio host on a national level. I mean, I am so grateful for the freedom and the opportunity that allow me to pursue a career I love, that I'm passionate about, and to make a living this way. It's one thing to do what you love. It's entirely another to be able to make a living this way. And I never take that for granted. So to be a female, who works in sports talk radio, to have built my entire career now, 20 years, doing what I love, it's a privilege that I will never, ever take for granted, because I've been fired multiple times. I've been out of work a couple other times, and kind of changes your perspective. Once it's taken away from you, then you realize how grateful you are and how much you appreciated what you did, what you had. And I feel the same way about sports. Just as a sports fan, not necessarily as a sports radio host, but a sports fan in 2020, will we ever take for granted March Madness, the NBA and NHL playoffs? And I think we really get excited about these various events. But after going without them, gosh, we're more grateful than ever that we have this distraction, this entertainment, this fun, and this drama. You know, this chick digs the drama. I'll never take for granted driving, road trips, traffic. I don't know, but there's a good chance this spring, this pandemic, this quarantine, this lockdown, staying at home, there's a good chance it cured me of my road rage. I can't help but grin every time I'm in traffic now. There's no part of me that's getting angry. My blood's not boiling. In fact, I can't wait to start commuting again. I want to drive. I want to be behind the wheel. In fact, I got to find a place to take a road trip. I want to do a beach road trip just because. More for the driving than for the actual beach, though at some point my beachiness will kick in as well. So the best part about America is what? I hope that this spring has taught us. I know it's taught me. That even the simple pleasures in life I can't take for granted. Hugs from family and friends. Time with family and friends. The ability to see them in person. A job. Never take that for granted. Ever. The chance to drive. The chance to go. I mean, there's a lot of things that I feel like have changed in terms of my perspective over the course of the last 3.5 months. And I hope you can say the same. So fill in the blank for us as we look ahead to Independence Day, July 4th. Red, white, and blue, baby. I'll be wearing it. In fact, I've got a pool party that I've been invited to, and I'm probably going to go for a little while. I am going to wear red, white, and blue. I better not be the only one. Although if I am the only one, super cool. I will not be intimidated or embarrassed. Nope. I've got my good old US of A placemats on the table actually right now. I should take a photo and share them with you because just another aspect of my nerdiness. I do love Independence Day and July 4th. And I know it's different this year, but there's still a lot of people who are out there and who are going, who are traveling and excited to spend some time maybe at the beach or in the mountains, or you're getting away. A lot of you on the roads on Thursday. Eek! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I love this question. I'm asking you to fill in the blank. The best thing about America is what? And also on our Facebook page. And I've been reading through some of your answers, deleting some of the icky answers. There aren't very many, but I have deleted or on Twitter muted some of you peeps who are just, bleh. No. I should know, though, social media, it's falls under the heading of freedom, right? That freedom that we have in the United States, it protects even the icky tweeters. So on Twitter or Facebook, and then our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's interesting that on our last show, and I don't remember if it was the final hour, may have been this hour last night, so 24 hours ago, we had a caller who asked me about the Washington Redskins and the team, the franchise, changing its nickname. Maybe he knew something I didn't, or he read something that I hadn't. But it just so happens, the timing, impeccable. On Thursday, FedEx, which owns the naming rights to the Redskins facility, so they play at FedEx Field, they asked the team to change its nickname. And there was a statement released by the company. We have communicated to the team in Washington. That's what FedEx is calling it. We have communicated to the team in Washington our request that they change the team name. It's not the first time that Dan Snyder, who owns the team, has heard the calls to change the nickname, who has felt the pressure publicly to change the nickname. It's not the first time that team sponsors have heard from protesters, or that protesters have targeted the Redskins and Dan Snyder. Nike made the move, apparently, to remove all the Redskins gear from its online store. So every other team was listed. And if you would search for Redskins, you couldn't find it. Now, Nike certainly has been in a partnership with the Redskins for a long time. So is Pepsi. So is FedEx. But if all three of those companies, I mean, they're worth billions of dollars, decide to sever their relationship with the Redskins, well, then that type of financial pressure, that can make a big difference. Something else from the political angle, the Washington Post was reporting that D.C.'s non-voting delegate to the House of Representatives. Okay, so there's a non-voting delegate. Her name is Eleanor Norton, and she serves in Congress. She is saying the nickname needs to be changed if the team wants to return to the district. And this is not so much in the immediate, but because right now they're in Maryland, but they do have a lease there, and there has always been talk that they would actually move into the District of Columbia. And so there is pressure coming in from various sides. A more heightened social and political climate in 2020. many of you know what's happening with statues around the country or other calls for, say, blowing up Mount Rushmore. And so we'll see what Dan Snyder does in response. It's not the first time, again, that he's responded to pressure, and he would tell you that he has talked to some Native American groups that are not offended by the name Redskins. I don't know, and if I missed it, please forgive me, but I don't know, I don't see any place, it hasn't popped up, where Snyder has responded to the most immediate development, which is FedEx, and of course Nike, but that happened later on Thursday evening. In fact, there's been no actual comment from Nike, so I'm sure it wasn't an accident, and I don't believe in coincidence. Maybe we'll get a comment from Nike at some point if this is permanent or what the plan is. But a lot of times, let's be honest, in a society like ours, one that's driven by capitalism and big business and big money, that's how you get changed pushed through, is you affect the bottom line. And so the financial pressure sometimes can be even more powerful than the public pressure. And Snyder has withstood public pressure before. But if these advertisers, these corporate partners, put their money where their mouths are, it could mean something different. And I said that on last night's show, is that if there's enough pressure, well, then the change will eventually take place. Now, if you're asking me my opinion about the name, it's one of those times where I don't believe I'm qualified to give you an opinion. I'm not Native American. The name doesn't offend me, but I'm not qualified to say whether or not it's offensive, because I'm not Native American. If it's offensive to people and if it hurts them, then it should be changed. It doesn't. And I understand what Coach Ron Rivera was saying, is that he grew up in a different era where the Redskins are part of football lore. They're a fabric of the game that he grew up with. And sure, it's a long-standing tradition. The Redskins have been around for a really long time. They're part of not just NFL history, but part of our nation's history when it comes to sports. And it would be weird to imagine the Redskins with a different name. But we've seen teams in the past change names. We'd eventually get used to it. I don't know if they would ask fans to weigh in. I have no idea. If they actually changed the name of the Redskins, what would they do? Would they try to find something that was similar, not offensive, or less offensive? Or they completely change and go a different direction? We don't know. Separate note, it could be kind of fun to see them come up with new uniform designs. I mean, I do like their classics, but people also really get into new unis. I've seen some suggestions out there, like the Washington Red Tails. I don't know what that means. Washington Warriors. Washington skin, so just taking the red away. I don't know if that's supposed to be more like pigskin. So there are some names out there that wouldn't be too big of a change, too big of a shock to the system. But again, this franchise has been part of the NFL fabric and part of the sports culture for years and years. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be changed. And so if you're listening and you are Native American, part Native American, I would love to hear from you. Whether you find me on Twitter or Facebook, or you want to call up and share your opinion. If it offends people, if it hurts people, there's no reason not to change it. I get that it's a long-standing tradition, but let's start a new one. Doesn't change the football team. It doesn't change its tradition. It doesn't change the championships won. It doesn't change the legacy with guys like Joe Gibbs. It doesn't change the history because you change the name. And I know we have quick triggers here in the United States. Something I hear a lot is we get offended too often. Or back when I was asking you a couple nights ago about America's pastime, I got the tongue-in-cheek response. America's pastime is getting offended. But this is not a 2020 issue. It's come up before. And Dan Snyder and the NFL, they've chosen not to react. Here we are in 2020. A heightened climate of social injustice and looking at ways that racism exists, whether inherently or in ways that we never considered through the eyes of other people, or we don't consider as much through the eyes of other people. I guess ultimately, as much as it does represent a tradition, as much as it does, and it would maybe feel to some people like they were caving to pressure, if it's hurting people and it's offending people and we have the power to change it, let's do it. Again, I'm not in that situation, so I don't feel like I'm qualified to say, yes, this is offensive. Yes, we should get rid of it. But if there are Native American groups who would come out and say, this hurts us, it's offensive to us, it's insulting to our culture and our history and our past, well, then why not change it? Again, it doesn't change the football team. It doesn't change the traditions. It doesn't change, well, it changes some of the traditions. It doesn't change the history, the rich history of that club. It's a name. People change their names all the time. And in light of the purpose of football, which is entertainment, sure, it's a big business when it comes to money and the industries that thrive on football business. But for those of us who are watching as fans and kind of bystanders, what does it matter if they change the name? It doesn't. We'd get used to it. How many of you have said to me tonight, we're resilient as Americans. The best part about America is that we're resilient. Great. Well, then we'd get used to a new name of a football team. Now, personally, it might take me a while. I'm still calling the Chargers San Diego on a pretty regular basis. Dave, were you in the control room the night that I couldn't remember if it's the Charlotte Hornets or the Charlotte Bobcats?
Yeah, I think I was.
Seriously, if I spend too much time thinking about it, I still can't remember.
They went back to the Hornets.
So I can't promise you I'll get it right every time, and I might accidentally drop Redskins if they change the name, but I suspect that that's something that a lot of us would do on accident, not intentionally. I'm not going to walk around and say the team in Washington. First of all, they're not in Washington, and so that doesn't even make any sense. But I'm not going to – that's – come on. If you change the name, great. If you don't change the name, fine. But I'm still going to use the nickname. People at me sometimes and tell me I'm racist because I use the nickname. No, I use the name the team is given. And if it changes, that's okay. Because I feel like we could survive that, you know? We've survived a lot in 2020, peeps. This to me feels like a minor blip, even for those of you who are diehard Redskins fan. You'd get over it. It's still your team. You still have a really cool coach who's about to change your culture and the potential to finally get out of the basement in the NFC East. Woo!
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Every time I think about great American music or music that references the USA or America, this is one of the ones that I think of. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. And then, of course, God Bless America, another one that I love. And what's the anthem? I'm not going to tell you. I want to see if you can come up with it or if we're on the same wavelength on Twitter or Facebook. The one that and I don't mean the national anthem, but it's an anthem to our country that from a country music singer. It's older, but it always brings tears. It's very poignant and powerful. I think we'll have to play it before the end of the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was interesting. I don't know that it's not the same in many other places around the country, but the state of New York on Thursday released these guidelines for phase four. Okay, so the state of New York, and this doesn't necessarily include New York City. New York City is lagging behind a little bit just by virtue of how hard the pandemic hit and, of course, the number of people that live and work in New York. And so the city itself is more isolated in terms of advancing through the stages of reopening. But the majority of the state of New York is entering phase four of reopening. Okay, so it's been amazing. As bad as it was in parts of New York, and New York City for a while was the epicenter of the coronavirus, as bad as it was, that now the majority of New York State, one of the largest in the country, is about to enter phase four. I mean, there are a lot of states around the country that are not in phase four, and New York has done such a good job. And I know New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are kind of on the same wavelength. I swear, the governors, they just want to get back at all the people who tried to quarantine residents who were traveling to their states by now instituting these quarantine regulations. Now, they wouldn't do that, right? They wouldn't play fast and loose with quarantine requirements just to get back at other states, would they? Yeah, right. That's what politics is all about. Anyway, back to phase four. So the majority of New York State is about to enter phase four of reopening. And as they look at phase four, they are still making it very clear that teams are not allowed to play in front of live audiences, no fans, no spectators, even if it's outdoor. So New York wants to make it very clear. We want the money that you bring in as sports organizations and sports franchises. But right now, we do not allow fans in the stands, even outdoors, which means Buffalo Bills, Orchard Park, what is it now? New Era Field. So no fans there if football began today. It doesn't. So things could clearly change between now and September. That's still 2 months away. But no fans at Yankee Stadium either. Again, that could change. It's a fluid situation. How many times have we seen these pivots over the past 3.5 months? And even now, as we head into July 4th weekend, for those of you who live in California, bars I don't know if it's statewide, but in Southern California, bars and restaurants have been shut down. So restaurants are no longer doing indoor dining. I have a friend who lives out there, is going on vacation this weekend and is annoyed because he went to a restaurant to eat last week and can't go coming up on his vacation. I mean, hello. There are a lot of places like New Jersey where we don't have indoor dining yet. But I mean, there are states who are going backward and trying to put on the brakes now. And so it's a fluid situation. It could change by the time football gets back on the field. Maybe it changes halfway through the 60-game campaign for Major League Baseball. I still think it's really intriguing that we might have some fans in some locations and no fans in others. And depending on how it goes, I guess you could have a situation where some stadiums start out by allowing fans and then they stop. Whereas in other locations, potentially New York, they start out with no fans and then allow some later on. It's just, it's odd. It's difficult to maintain a level playing field. Whatever that means to these different leagues, we know the NFL is maniacal about a level playing field. It's their reason for everything. So it could be that we have fans in some parks, not in others, and that changes over the course of the baseball season. I know 60 games is not 162, but it still will cover a couple of months. So Hal Steinbrenner, of course, the Steinbrenner family with the New York Yankees, was on the Yes Network kind of talking about this idea of no fans in the stands, at least now, and how that might change.
Those conversations have already happened. We've also had a lot of conversations with the governor's office, and he's been great. He's been a big advocate to getting sports back on the field, and then eventually, when things are safe, to get fans back in the stadium. So between the two of them, we've had multiple conversations over the course, really, of the last month.
So Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner says, behind the scenes, we're already talking about this. We're looking ahead. We're putting the various tabs in place. If we get to this point, if we reach this milestone, then maybe we'll allow fans. And there's no hard and fast rule. There's no blueprint. They're having to figure it out on the fly.
MLB did a great job with these health protocols, and the union was great agreeing to them. And it's going to keep everybody as safe as possible. I mean, safety is first when it comes to the players and all of the staff, and eventually, hopefully, fans. Everybody's taking it, obviously, very seriously.
I hope so. I mean, I hope that is the case. We're obviously getting daily reports of how there are coronavirus positive cases among baseball players, amongst team staffers, the NBA, MLS, of course. But now it's not a massive problem. It's not an insurmountable hurdle to have the positive cases now. They've got to be negative and clean before they get into the bubble. And in Orlando, actually, this one MLS team from Dallas, somehow they ended up with the cases in Orlando. So that's a little more alarming. But they still have time. They still have time to get over the virus and to get tested and to have the team participate in this MLS's back tournament. Right? There's still time. Far more important to make sure you catch it now before it goes into the bubble. Think about Orlando as an island, as a shell, as a dome. As long as you keep the virus on the outside, oh my gosh, you could make a movie out of this. How many science fiction movies have been done where people are inside a kind of a protective dome or bubble and the aliens, they're on the outside. Certain death is on the outside. And yet they're protected as long as they stay in the bubble. Goodness, it's going to turn into a movie someday. You just know it. And so the idea is to make sure you're clean in the bubble, to make sure you're virus-free entering the dome. So this is a really critical time, but it's not too late. The virus is on the outside. You don't take it with you into the bubble. You're all right. I mean, and I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a medical expert. I do not play one on the radio. I don't know. There are some people who would tell you if you get the virus now, it's harder to get it down the road. Or some that even say it's you aren't going to get it twice. I don't know. I don't think there's any hard and fast rule about it yet. At least not one that can be scientifically proven. But for most professional athletes, either they're asymptomatic or they get through it. They get over it. Maybe they'd rather have it now than risk having it later. And so Major League Baseball is, again, looking at the numbers, same as the NBA, same as the NHL, though we don't hear much about the NHL. And they're trying to get their clubs in place and start fresh, start clean. And then every day, health and safety protocols, the testing, the cleaning of the facilities, guys taking personal responsibility. You know, there's extra pressure there. I can't imagine it, having to take these tests every day and then wait to find out if you're negative and if all your teammates are negative. It definitely requires mental toughness, the kind that hasn't been required in the past. Hal Steinbrenner, owner of the Yankees on the Yes Network.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
There are many NBA players, maybe NHL as well, probably baseball still, who would echo the sentiments of Bradley Beal, maybe not for health reasons. And I don't mean the virus. He doesn't mean the virus either. He's talking about like physical maladies and injuries related to basketball. But he's still considering whether or not he wants to return with the Wizards. And we know John Wall is not going to play in Orlando, again, because of physical injuries. And these guys went hard for months and months and then, boom, shut it down. Many of them didn't even have a hoop, were unable to do anything really except for cardio. A lot of guys were doing Peloton, a lot of guys able to run, whatever. But it's not basketball shape. It's a completely different type of game shape that they have to get into. And so for some guys who have been battling injuries to try to jump right into it again, there is, of course, the potential for muscle tears and sprains and strains and more serious injuries. And so you can imagine there's athletes out there, especially if they're on teams where they don't believe they have a realistic chance of winning the title, or, you know, the deck is stacked against them, so to speak. Well, then maybe they decide it's not worth it. And I still wonder if we're going to have a situation where, I mean, probably not, but still wonder if we're going to have a situation where there'll be enough guys who pull out of the Orlando bubble that from a particular team that it's not worth it for that team to go. Now, you can always find basketball players to step in, 10-day contracts. Those are all over the place in the NBA. It's an interesting concept. And we talked about a couple of Nets and DeAndre Jordan and Wilson Chandler who aren't returning. And we already know they're down a couple guys anyway. But seems like right now, most teams are just going to roll with it and they'll find other guys to step in, or they'll give those minutes to guys who are deeper on the roster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Final show of the work week, final show before the holiday weekend, though I guess technically a lot of you are already on holiday. Oh my gosh, our boss schedules, and I love this man, he goes to bat for me all the time, but our boss schedules these host video conference calls. So all of us hosts, although, you know, there's one particular guy that's never showed up on any of them. Anyway, there's one, every other week we're supposed to do these Thursday host calls, and they're early in the afternoon. I'm the one who gets the shaft, because of the time slot. I'm the one who's supposed to wake up after a few hours of sleep and get on these video conference calls. So remember the first time we did it, I got up, I fixed my hair, and I actually did put eye makeup on. And then I realized what all the other guys were looking like and wearing, and I thought, what? Not going to do that again. So anyway, we were supposed to have a call on Thursday, and I went to bed probably as quickly as I possibly could after the show. I can't always sleep right away just because my brain is so active, and so I need to usually read some fiction and walk the dog, eat some breakfast, yada, yada. So I go to bed, and of course, an email comes in while I'm sleeping. Now, my phone is on silent while I'm sleeping. People always worry about sending me messages or texts while I'm, you know, supposed to be sleeping, but the phone is on silent, so it doesn't bother me. And in fact, many times the phone is turned over face down, so I can't even see if there's a light or something that pops up on the phone. And so I wake up, alarm goes off. Oh, ow, painful, no. And I kind of roll over and I grab my phone just to see, because I sometimes can't remember what time I set the alarm for. Do I have time to hit snooze and catch another 5 minutes of Z's? And I pick up the phone and I look at my email. And of course, the boss has sent an email at 10:30 or something in the morning to say, no meeting today. Enjoy your holiday weekend. And he's all chipper about it. Arr, no. Why not send it the night before so that I don't set my alarm, wake up, look at my phone, and then have all kinds of trouble getting back to sleep? So I had another hour before I had to get up for my hair appointment. And of course, I spent 45 of those minutes tossing around trying to get back to sleep. It was super annoying. But my point in all that is to say, yay, the boss started the holiday weekend early. Eek. I should have known, because we got a company-wide email saying that the holiday was going to start early Thursday afternoon. So I should have known that he was going to cancel the meeting, but I wanted to make sure I showed up for it, and I was the only one who showed up for it. So a lot of you already on holiday, and that's cool. We like it when people are out of their regular routines, because then we have different ears tuned into the show, whether it's your local affiliate, and we've got hundreds of those around North America, whether it is on CBSSportsRadio.com or a variety of apps like the free and easy radio.com app. I know a lot of you use TuneIn. And then we're also on SiriusXM 206 24/7. So however you listen, maybe you're checking out the podcast. I know we get different earballs. Yep, that's a word. Whenever we have holidays, because people are driving, traveling, they're not sleeping at their normal time. So cool. Glad to have you on board. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico can already save you. No need to delay. Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4227. The best thing about America is what? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love your answers, and I will continue to share those as we head through to the top of the next hour. But Steve posts this on Facebook. All the different cultures, races, nationalities, and religious spiritual beliefs that exist in America, this gives me the opportunity to learn, understand, and not judge. That's really neat. I love that answer from Steve. And actually, I think he'll appreciate my CBS Sports Minute because I did something similar. Not quite the same, but something similar from my CBS Sports Minute. It had absolutely nothing to do with sports. It had much more to do about some of the wonderful things about the United States of America. So again, on Twitter or Facebook or our phone number, 855-212-4227. You hear Bradley Beal talk about how he's still weighing his options, and it's really going to be up to the medical staff about whether or not he plays. It's going to continue to be a theme, and maybe we won't have any more huge names in the NBA who decide not to play. Maybe we won't have any more major names in Sugar, what are you doing? Sugar. My cat is, okay, it's just nothing to do with baseball, of course. I'm sitting in my living room and staring not into a corner anymore like I was in my previous house, but kind of staring out my front window. It's a bay window, but it's got curtains, shears, so I can kind of see through them, although when it's dark, all I see in the window is my own reflection. But my cat is underneath. She loves to hide behind curtains. She's underneath and behind the curtains. Oh, it's just like she's dancing a jig back there. The curtains are shaking and they're moving and they're coming out. And then they're dropping back in. It makes me nervous when I can't figure out what she's doing. A lot of times when she's fooling around like that, she's either playing with a toy, like catnip, or she's found a spider, which of course is not ideal. She's found a spider that she's torturing. This cat loves to play with bugs or a mouse. Now, usually when there's a mouse, which I don't think there is, she's usually like making all kinds of funny noises like, like and so that's how I know that she's caught something live, because she usually makes a bunch of accompanying noises. I just think she's kind of hanging out back there. What are you doing? Oh, now she's howling at me because she knows I'm talking about her. That had nothing at all to do with the NBA or Major League Baseball, but I feel like a parent yelling at a kid, like, yo, what are you doing? I'm on the radio. How many times did your parents say that to you? My mother forever was yelling at me because I would try to talk to her while she was on the phone. Can't you see I'm on the phone? What? I am busy. I'm talking, right? She does it to me all the time now. I'll be on the phone with her, and she'll just up and start a conversation with her husband. Like, Mom, hello, we're talking here. Nope, she's cool with it. I guess she just assumes I'll always be there. Which is an accurate assumption, because I always will. But still, it's so ironic that she used to yell at me all the time for trying to have a conversation with her while she was on the phone. And now she's the one who's having separate conversations while we're supposed to be on the phone. Hello, Kettle, you're black. I got a reminder of that, actually, because it's so annoying. Although now I'm getting a taste of my own medicine, right? Now I can roll my eyes and understand what it was like when she was on the phone and I was a kid. So I just yelled at my cat in the middle of a radio show, and now there's no possible way for me to get back to what I was talking about. But that brings me to something else, another goof move that I made. Because this is an older house and it's got these eaves, you know, these like crawl spaces underneath the eaves for storage. So there's no attic, there's no basement, there's no garage. All that is fine. But you have these underneath the roof of the cape, there are these crawl spaces. Now, those seem to lend themselves pretty well to mice. I'm not afraid of mice as much, but I don't need them to take up residence in my house. And the cat can't get into the crawl spaces because there are doors on them, trap doors. So my mom and I decided we've read about this. Maybe some of you have used this. We would get some peppermint leaves and we would put them in mesh bags and we would then put them in the crawl spaces because mice do not like mint. They hate peppermint. And I have peppermint oil, but it tends to evaporate. So I get on Amazon and I order peppermint leaves. A pound of it, not really thinking how much a pound of peppermint leaves would look like. The bag showed up on Thursday. I have no idea. It's going to take me 20 years to use all those peppermint leaves unless I start drinking peppermint tea. It actually looks like a bag of drugs showed up and it's like pouch of drugs. No, it's just peppermint leaves. A lot of them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.